Hey, we're in death. You're listening to IRC FM Metal Mondays. You can find us at www.indeath.org. Get it up, y'all.
IRC FM Metal Monday starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 52 of IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com, that you can find on IRC FM and also Stitcher Radio. So, episode 52, that means there's been an episode a week for 52 weeks. Excellent performance, Irk, well done. It's a minor milestone. 50th was the awesome one. We've got some awesome music coming up for you. Over the last few weeks, of course, I've been out on location, and last week we're all back in the studio featuring some metal from Australia and New Zealand. I've decided to go to my music suppliers and get some metal from overseas, although an Australian band has snuck in there. We're going to start off our little trip around the world today from Michigan in the US. This is Violent Faith with their song called Hands. IRCFMMetalMonday.com. IRCFM Metal Monday starts now.
It's all in your hands. It's all in your hands.
Yeah. This is Liam.
This is Laggy.
We're from a band called Malachite.
We play thrash metal.
And you're listening to IRC FM Metal Monday.
Get it up, ya. Yeah.
MalachiteBand.com.
There appear with less to me the brother's final victory. Strong resolution.
Outlawing Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
I'm Sam, the drummer.
Craig on the gats.
I'm Sean, and I am sending our texts.
And you will find us on Facebook and Reverb Nation with facebook.com/sendingourtexts and reverbnation.com/sendingourtexts. I know, Anna. Oh.
Support the scene!
Support us, please! We're surrounded by...
We hang them high.
to the poison inside. The disorder of function inside.
Let it both me to die.
Up there to the wall. At one with the pain. Sink to the core. I'm just wasting away.
You're listening to OKFM Metal Monday, episode 52, and that was Killer Fix with a song called Smoke for the Pain. Prior to that, we also heard from Killer Fix with My Kingdom, and prior to that, Someone Else to Blame. Prior to that, three songs in a row from Mace, Drilling for Brains, before that, Act of War, and you would have heard Room 101. And to kick things off, a double from Violent Faith. First song was called Hands, and the second song was As We Fall. Violent Faith are from Michigan in the US. Various members from various other bands have formed together to form Violent Faith, and they do sound awesome. I featured them recently on Urk FM International, so I thought, yeah, they've got a heavy sound. I'll feature them here on Irk FM Metal Monday as well. Currently working on their first recordings together as a band, rather than a little bit of this and a little bit of that. They're working on themselves as that particular band, not former members of previous bands. Then we heard from Mace, and let me tell you a little bit about Mace. If you want to know more about any of the bands, go to the show notes, Irk FM Metal Monday episode 52, and you can find out more about them. Mace. It's all in capitals. I don't know if that means anything. They're thrash metal from Seattle, Washington. Mace is a legendary band that hailed from the US state of Washington. They played some killer thrash metal that had the crossover element when metal and hardcore punk first mixed. They had a demo and a couple of albums that came out then broke up. They have played with Slayer, Anthrax, Metal Church, The Circle Jerks and The Accused. Their debut album, or their debut demo I should say, came out way back in 1984. So that was Mace, and then Killerfix. Let me tell you a bit about Killerfix. They come from London. They originally started as a two-man project in 2007, but they're now a five-piece. They've made themselves a name as one of the promising new metal bands from the UK. They have emerged as a fully-fledged five-man force in nature. They've gaining support from high-ranking magazines including Metal Hammer and Terrorizer, and endorsements from the likes of UFC legend Chuck Liddell, a lot more as well. Their recording Bridge of Disorder was recorded at Stanley House Studios and mastered with Ray Staff from Black Sabbath and Cradle of Filth. And the band have also toured across Europe as well. We're going to kick on now, and I mentioned at the start of the episode that we are playing metal from around the world this week, because I have been focusing on Australian and Kiwi metal. Although I had to slip an Australian band in. This is Cydonia. They independently recorded and mixed the album Given to Destroyers in 2 weeks. They did a national headlining tour of Australia, and then they personally was invited to tour Australia with Lamb of God after Randy Blythe heard their debut album playing in an Australian record store. Their first single, Sorry, has had multiple screenings on Channel V. 3 singles have received Triple J airplay. They have received the Best Band Award at the Noisies Award Night. They've toured the east coast of Australia with Stone Sour. They were then invited to tour the US with Stone Sour and Dirty Little Rabbits. They've toured the east coast of Australia with Mammal. They've toured Queensland with Dead Letter Circus. They've been personally invited to tour Australia nationally with Slipknot and Machine Head, and a lot more. So from Cydonia, this is TL. And they're from Melbourne. Gotta love some Melbourne metal. If I can have it all changed. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Azrael. I'm Jimmy,
Luke,
Scotty,
and Robbie.
And you guys can find us at www.facebook.com/AzrielGC. Check it out. There's some music on there. There's a video on there. And come and see us when we're in town.
Yeah.
And be fucking metal.
From Frankenbocken, who's with me here?
I'm Tim from Frankenbocken. We're here to celebrate Urk and his Metal Mondays.
Metal fucking Monday!
Tell me why I like Metal Mondays.
Oh, I like it because it's got
fucking Urk's hosting it.
That's the sound of chin dicking. If you don't know what that is, look that shit up on Google. Chin dick. Yeah.
Hey, this is Mick from Frankenbach, having a good time at DOW Fest. You're now listening to Urk FM Metal Monday. Get amongst it.
You want about the rest of the day?
Yeah. I'm Scuzz. I play guitar in From Death to Rebirth.
Hi, I'm Ollie. I play bass in From Death to Rebirth.
I'm Kyle. I play drums.
I'm Stu. I sing and scream in From Death to Rebirth.
And I'm Pudge. I play guitar in From Death to Rebirth.
From Death to Rebirth on Facebook.
FM Metal Monday!
Hey, this is Thrash. We're from the Sullivan Shire. You're listening to Irk FM. Metal Monday!
My Grand Slam was supposed to be with sausage.
Great.
from Finland. That was Abraxas Countdown with their song called Absolution, as you may have been able to guess. Prior to that, we heard from Wixxer with a song called I Remain. Prior to that, a couple of songs from Saint Rebel, Sell My Soul and Earthquake Shakes Me Down. Prior to that, we heard from On Level with a song Intoxicate Me. And prior to that, we heard from Melbourne, Australia band Cydania with a song called TL. On Level, they come to us from the Ukraine. The band started from December 2007 when they noticed that some musicians were looking for a bass player and a front man to make a glam rock band. The first rehearsal started in January 2008. And then they've had several lineup changes. After 6 months of hard work, their first demo was released and started playing local shows. On April 2012, they've released a debut LP called Just Passion and No Shame. So some good hard rock and metal there from the Ukraine. I'm a little bit over bands who aren't metal or hard rock, but describe themselves as, not that these guys are doing it, but I notice there's a few bands who they try and throw out as many keywords as possible to try and get you in. Or if you're a metal band, don't be ashamed to say you're a metal band. We also heard from Saint Rebel with a couple of tracks. They're from Copenhagen in Denmark. In April 2012, 6 years of hard work accumulated for the Rocking Rebels in Saint Rebel. It is the day that they released the debut album, The Battle of Sinners and Saints. With an album in the baggage, grand gestures, sweaty faces, and a good dose of false modesty, Saint Rebel is going all in to conquer the world of rock, scene by scene and face to face. They're not unaccustomed to the hard rock scene in Denmark. Under a former name of Kolian, I think, the band has participated in various band battles and, among other things, reached the Emergenza finals. They won the MTV Nordic Unsigned competition in Denmark, and they got the audience award at the Melody Maker contest in 2007 with 10,000 Danish kroner in cash prize for a recording. In 2009, they changed their name to Saint Rebel. And it took a long time to get the album out there, but sometimes that happens. So that was Saint Rebel from Copenhagen. Absolutely loved Copenhagen when I was there last year. Then we heard from Ohio band Wizor. That was formed in 2009 by a guitarist and a drummer. The band's name came from a dream by their then frontman and brother to guitarist Bill Scott Roberts. Scott left the band to take care of his family, and current frontman Paul joined up soon after. They have performed with a band called I Wrestled a Bear Once. That's a pretty cool name for a band. American Rockstar, and they were the primary opening act for Mushroom Head. They released their first full-length album in May 2012, and have had over 10,000 views on the YouTube band page. They fuse aspects of heavy metal and classic rock to bring you an ever-evolving soundscape that repeats nothing. Every song is different and every song has its own flavour. So that was Wizor, and then after that we heard from Abraxas Countdown, who come to us from Finland, which is absolutely awesome. They say that something incredible is happening all the time, a painful and necessary step to the next level, opportunity for those who can deal with a different reality and are kind enough to start the new rat race. The healthy mixture of the genes who survived, who fought, and who were the true rainbow warriors. Healthy mixture of all the races. So there was some good news, there was some bad news. They want to create music that touches the listener and hopefully gives a new way of thinking or even just a small influence in the programmed head. They write lyrics about things that are important, but it's not a political or a religious program, but more of a surrealist painting, and their music and lyrics are both needed to this kind of making art. So that was Abraxas Countdown from Finland. Anywho, we have one song to go, but at this point I'd like to tell you that our music today has come directly from the artist and also Road King Entertainment and Airplay Direct. We have heard from Violent Faith, Mace, Killer Fix, Sidonia, On Level, Saint Rebel, Wixor, and Abraxas Countdown. One band to come, and this is a result of a discussion that I was having with members of the Association of Music Podcasting, where we were talking about screamo, growling, and a lot more, and how a certain member doesn't really appreciate the Cookie Monster type growl that some people do. And then I remembered back to a few weeks ago on Irk FM Metal Monday episode 37, and I finished with a track which was absolutely awesome that I'm going to play for you again at the end of the episode, by Austrian Death Machine from San Diego in California. Not sure if they're still around, but this is Who Told You That You Can Eat My Cookies. So that one goes out to you, Rich. Not that I expect Rich to be listening to a metal show, although, Rich, if you are listening to this, let me know. I'd be pleasantly surprised. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia, and the rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. Anywho, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Going to take it out with this Cookie Monster song, and see you next week on Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com. Good night, interweb. Thanks for listening.
Don't hate me, because I like Cookie Monster metal music.
Good night.
A Cookie Monster, then we might as well write a song about cookies.